community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Down by the lake at Latitude on the final day, and we've managed to collar two people from Stornoway. We've got Brian and John. Hello.
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 Hi. There's two things that's confused me. I hope you don't mind me talking about. Firstly, I had a text from the tour manager saying, sorry, we're going to be a little bit late. Brian's getting his hair cut, which I thought, well, how'd you get your hair cut at a festival? But that was trumped by John, who is wearing...
A strange tiger face.
There you go. I can't add any more words to that. A strange tiger face. So getting a haircut out of the middle of a festival just seems normal by comparison, I would have thought.
Well, I wasn't expecting it, to be honest, but they've got something backstage, you know, next to the tour buses and all this. You know, I could have got a tan, I could have got my nails, but yeah, I thought free haircut, why not?
I've been slumming it too long, obviously. I didn't know these things existed. Now, this isn't your first time at Latitude, because I saw you a couple of years ago. You were on the main stage a couple of years ago, weren't you?
We were, yeah. Yeah, it was great, it was great.
And I'm trying not to say that, because you're in the Other Voices stage today, and it's obviously not a demotion of any kind, but career's been going up and up since then. So how come you played the big stage then, and you're playing the little stage now?
Well, we got invited by Other Voices, because they're running the stage, and it's so this is like an Irish TV programme, really, and they had us in London in an old church playing for something, and we've just kept in touch, and they invited us down for this. Yeah. So, and they've invited us over to Electric Picnic in a couple of months as well in Ireland. So,
I have to say that, because you probably only just got here today, but there've been some good bands playing there. I saw a couple of bands yesterday, so you're probably on the best stage, actually.
Nice and intimate.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. You've seen it. It's a great big shed that they've made for the occasion. It's brilliant, really.
It's really nice. Yeah, they decorated it really nicely inside as well. So yeah, and the sound, from what I heard, I just heard a bit of sound check. It sounded really good. So
no, it was really good. Now, had the release of your third album, Bonksy. Now I know. I think John, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go back to Brian for this one, because we're talking about the Bonksy thing now. Because I knew that Bonksy was a bird, but I didn't actually realise how deep the avian connection goes throughout the band, particularly with yourself, Doctor.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah. My background is kind of ornithology, and I did a PhD on ducks and kind of, you know, been interested in birds since I was a kid, and this album we brought that theme in a bit more strongly than the previous two, you know, to the extent of using recordings, field recordings of birds and things like that, and yeah, Bonksy is the kind of Scottish name for a seabird called the Great Skua. And yeah, so there we go.
Yeah, which is as the album, well, I've heard the songs on the album, but I haven't noticed a particular bird-like theme throughout. Would you say there is one?
It's more in the, it's kind of, I mean, the lyrics are very outdoors set. I mean, there's a couple of references to birds on there, but it's more in the actual recordings of the, from outdoor recordings. We used these really high quality field recordings, not done by us, I'm ashamed to say, but, you know, used from this amazing website called Zeno Canto, which is all these bird songs from around the world, all these amateur sound recordists. Yeah. And so we've asked them kindly if we could use them. Yeah.
All right.
So we've got lots of different species, I think nearly 20 different species of birds. We've matched them up with the songs, you know, depending on the lyrical setting of the songs. Like, we've got one that's set up in the mountains, and it starts with the sound of kind of a red grouse and a skylark. And there's another one that's set on the marsh, and it's got like the sound of wading birds and things. So yeah, a bit of thought went into it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We know that you've been playing a few gigs, and I just mentioned briefly that you've been playing the some RSVP centres as well, John.
Yeah, we went on a small tour about a couple of months ago, and we went to Raynham Marshes, Minsmere,
just next door,
which is very close to where we are, and somewhere else which I've forgotten.
Bedfordshire somewhere?
The Lodge in Bedfordshire, yeah. So they're all RSBB nature reserves.
There must have been very small places, because you can't really set up, you know, a 10,000 megawatt setup and scare all the birds.
We tried not to scare the birds. In fact, we were hoping that they would join in, some backing vocals and things, but they were a little bit recalcitrant, but, you know, maybe next time.
I'm so sad to have missed the Raynham Marshes gig, because it's kind of just about on the fringe of our area, and it's a great place as well, you know. It's I suppose all bird sanctuaries are, you get that kind of sereneness and unkeptness about it.
And it's the Raynham Marshes is particularly atmospheric, I think, in a way, because you're looking over across London in a way, and it's kind of this big flat open area ex-military, and it's, you know, sort of flanked with Thames on one side, railway lines and loads of pylons going across it and things, and it kind of, it's this bizarre, you know, mix of, you know, people and wildlife, and sort of bleak in a beautiful way.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly how it's like, bleak and beautiful. I mean, my wife is from Raynham, and this is the first time I've ever interviewed anybody who's talked about Raynham, and she's going to be made up to hear this. Okay, I mean, you got the gig today, and of course you've got a few more festivals coming up as well. Number Six, which is always a great festival, and there's a few others as well.
Yeah, Belladrum up in Scotland, and Electric Picnic I mentioned in Ireland, Cambridge Folk Festival, Towersey near us in Oxfordshire. Couple of others, which, oh yeah, going down to Purbeck for a folk festival. Lots, really.
It's nice to be busy. I know there's a billion festivals a year now in the UK, but it's nice to be asked all of them, isn't it?
Oh yeah. No, it's like a holiday. It's a free ticket to a festival.
It's brilliant. Haircuts, face painting, the lot. It's brilliant, isn't it? Okay. So what's going to happen after this? I'm not going to ask you about new albums, new singles, because you've only just had one out, so you've got to be putting your feet up for a few months after this, surely.
After the festivals, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, sort of next cycle starts around, sort of thinking about writing again and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, yeah, we've got, this is like the quietest bit of the cycle, and we get to sort of, yeah, like you say, really enjoy promoting the album after we've spent so long, you know, making it.
It really is like a holiday then, so you know, you're just popping out every now and then, play a few songs, and then chilling out again after that.
It is a bit, yeah. We actually went to Mallorca for a gig the other day, which was felt really, I was guilty about it. It was just ridiculous, kind of just chilling on the beach after the gig. But yeah, sadly that's the only one we've got in Mallorca. But
I'm sure you can do that at Lowestoft if it takes your fancy tonight. Anyway, thanks Brian, John, enjoy the show tonight, and yeah, good luck with it. See you soon. Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.